America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We continue our conversation with Cindy Williams. All right, Cindy, we had gotten to the point where you and Penny Marshall go on Happy Days, you play Laverne and Shirley, you think it's a one-time thing, but then what happens next?
We did the show, and then we went back to our writing jobs, and about 3 weeks later, someone from Gary's office, someone called, mm-hmm. and said they want to spin you guys off, the two characters off, and we had to have it explained to us what that meant. What a spinoff.
Really?
And they said, your own show. It ended up that ABC wanted, they bought four shows to put on the air. And Penny and I each thought, you know, four on, four off. And that'd be that.
And isn't it amazing to think 36 million viewers watched the first episode? I mean, the show debuts as number one, and you're just concentrating on doing the show because, and I know, I mean, just from some radio show, I know from doing this, I don't pay attention to what people think of the show. I'm too busy doing it. So you're involved with the work, and you're not really concentrating on what the response is and the appeal of the show is. How long did it take before you realized, before Penny realized, just how really big this thing was becoming?
We had not a clue. I remember Gary coming down and saying, look at our numbers. Look at what the Nielsen ratings are for the show. And Penny and I looked, and it was like 36 million. We had no concept. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you none, I mean none. We said, oh, wow, that's a lot of people. But in my mind, I wasn't thinking that's people watching me and Penny and the cast, you know.
Sure.
I was just thinking, wow, that's a lot of people in America. There's a lot of people in America. And then one day we were on the set, and it was just me and Penny, and the writers had left, and there's this big table, you know, on the stage, and they had left this the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline was, Laverne and Shirley send ABC stocks through the roof. And I read it and called Penny over and I said, look at this. Laverne and Shirley, that's you and me, send ABC, that's the network, stocks, their stocks through the roof. What do you think that means? And we both said, it must be good. Then we got invited to be in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving, you know, parade, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Day parade. And I remember being on the float with Penny, and we were waving to the crowd. And this crowd, we round this corner, and this crowd starts, they jump the barrier, and they're running toward us. And Penny and I look behind us to see who's there, that they're running. There must be some big shot there.
And
that
it's
they're
you.
Running toward to see. And then we realized, because the police moved in and stopped them, that it was us.
Yeah.
And that's when these distant bells went off that we were popular. We were the popular girls on campus.
And there were some great stories in the book that Cindy throws in. And while she's in New York for the Thanksgiving Day parade, you'll read about an impromptu Thanksgiving dinner with John Belushi. And it's interesting how, and it's great in the book how you weave in these little stories as well. And it really makes for a really terrific read. Now, one thing I always wondered, why did they change the location of the show from Milwaukee to California?
You know, Ed, Penny and I argued and argued till we were blue in the face with Gary about mm-hmm. that, but he was hell-bent to move to Hollywood. He said, no, you have more fun. We can bring more guest stars in. You know, it'll be more fun. And we said, no, it'll take the whole flavor of the show. I remember where we were. We're in Penny's kitchen arguing with him because he showed us the scheme of the set.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't like it. Nobody did. None of the cast liked it. But that's what Gary wanted to do. And you're not going to argue with genius like that.
No.
So, I mean, not too long.
you'll try to get your point across, but you got to move on eventually.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Season 8. You're married to Bill Hudson. You're 4 months pregnant when production begins. You find out that they plan on shooting on your due date. So that gets kind of interesting for you.
Yeah, got a little hairy there. Right, I thought there was a mistake, so I went back and I, you know, I mean, this was just going to people in the beginning before lawyers got involved with it. But I said, you know, you've got me working on my due date, so I need to change this around. And they said, no, we've already done the schedule for the season, and that's it. Now, mind you, I was the first person that I can think of who had come back to, you know, a show, especially on the Paramount lot, and was pregnant. I don't think people knew quite what to do with a pregnant woman. You know, I was sad to leave, but I just couldn't make it work. Nobody could at that point.
And like you said, I mean, studios, networks didn't have the sensitivities that they have now. I got a kick in the book. The foreword is written by Ed Begley Jr. What a nice guy. Ed was on my show like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. He is such a gracious and kind man.
Oh, he's my family. He's just the best. He's just the most wonderful, smart, funny, kind person.
Once again, you can pick the book up. It's Shirley I Jest, A Storied Life. It's available at Amazon. You can pick it up at your local bookstore. It is a terrific summer read. And do yourself a favor and get it, because it is just a great, terrific read. Cindy Williams, continued best of luck. And thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, Ed.
I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.